Blog Talk Radio. Break.
Shout out to my girl Charlie Baltimore. We had a wonderful interview with her yesterday. And Trick Trick, shout out to BMB Records, and shout out to Sticky for the promo, PR, and Trey Davenport, and also shout out to Emma E2K. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays each and every Monday on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget we're broadcasting live from Deja Vu Records Entertainment. We're broadcasting live directly from the studio. If you're looking for a studio to do all your rehearsal, mix down your music, record, do an internet radio station. All you got to do is just check us out. You already know what it is. Make sure you follow Granville underscore Bear underscore Jones. Follow the CEO at Lush Radio Online. Big shout out to Diamond. Diamond, shout out to her doing her thing. Our intern live in the building at A Rare Diamond. It's spelled D-Y-M-O-N-D. At A Rare Diamond, follow her on Instagram. Also, big shout out to my man Drew behind the camera, my intern doing his thing. Big shout out to AMJM. And it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we're giving away a $50 gift card today. $50 gift card if you're the 20th caller. Also, we're giving away XI Fashion Magazine. We're going to be giving out one of their magazines. They're dropping off the new copy. Featuring on the front page is your man, Pat Is Dope. You already know what it is. One of the hottest bloggers out here in the DMV. And everyone's stopping through and talking to us. Don't forget, on March 7th, it's going down. March 7th, we're going to have our boy, the hometown hero, DMV, the one and only, B.E. We're going to have him live in the building. He's going to be having the no-holds bar, talking about the industry, talking about what's new with him, and talking about what's going on with the crab and the barrel situation going on in the DMV. Also, I have a question for you guys tonight. Shaved or unshaved? I've basically been hearing a lot of people out here. We asked people in the hallway today, actually. We asked them, shaved or unshaved? And I'm like, okay, I like shaved. But a lot of people are saying, maybe is it an older thing? A lot of people are saying that they like it unshaved. And somebody had the audacity to actually tell me that it's cleaner when it's unshaved. I have a situation with that, so I don't know. Call in and tell me what you think about that, shaved or unshaved, 347-826-7722, and call in and be the 20th caller and win your tickets, and win your $50 gift card, and win your copy of the book. Also, we're also talking about, transition of, technology. Like, we're getting all vast in this technology and moving on to a whole different realm of the evolution of technology. I mean, just today we just saw Granville, if you see my Instagram, he was actually missing down a session on his iPad through an app. So big shout out to him. And you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Let's go to the phone line and see what people are talking about And we're going to go give some people some shout-outs. And if you're an artist and you sent in your music today, I told you guys to send in your music. If you didn't send in your music, oh, it sucks to be you, but I'll play it next week. So I hope you are sending your music in. So it's Hot or Not Fridays. If you have some music, send it in, lustradioline@gmail.com. We're going to go to the phone line. We got a caller from the 240. You're live in the building with your girl, Lusty Lust. What it do, baby? 240-485, you're live on the line. What's up? 240-485, okay. We got a caller from the 857. That looks like Boston. What up, though?
What's good, Les? It's your boy Bugsy in the building checking in. You already.
You already know what it is. What up, Bugsy, man? Boston, the beans in the building. What up, though?
I can't call it, man. Actually, you know, in the lab right now working on something, but, you know, we're going to put that on pause right now because, you know, we be live right now, so you know what it is.
That's what it is. I need to take another trip to the Bean real quick, man. I need to go out there and get me my little Bean shirt, you know what I mean, the little Celtics shirt, check Boston out. Boston. I didn't even get to eat no clam chowder when I was out there, man. You know,
oh, we already gonna make it happen. We gonna make it happen. And I wanted to let you know too, man. I ended up finding a shirt for you too, man. But you know, we gonna take all that on your next
wow.
shirt.
Wow. This is what I'm talking about. I love my people in Boston, man. I love Boston.
Oh, you know the love don't stop. You already know what it is.
Definitely. What's new? I know you're putting out some music out there, Bugsy, man. I know you had some stuff on like that Piff, and you put some stuff out. What's going on with you, Bugsy? What's the new stuff you got going on, Bugs?
I'm actually in the process of working on a new joint for iTunes, you know what I mean? I just be having so much joints, man. Like I'm gonna give a big salute to Lush, man. Like that investment in yourself, like it's top notch, man. Like since I got my little kit, man, like it's recorded all day, every day, like, you know, still got the studio and all that, but for the most part, it's like it's accessible and it's easy on end. So I got so many joints, and instead of sitting on them and holding them, I just flood them. Like I got the app on the iPhones and the Android, so I try to put as much music on there as possible and just feed the streets and let them know what it be like.
Definitely. And since we're talking about just technology in general, you know, everything is becoming more compact, more simple, more user-friendly. When it comes to using our iPhones, our smartphones, I mean, it's getting to the point where you can start up your car. You can literally start up your car with your iPhone. You know, you can change the settings and temperature in your house with your iPhone. You can do a presentation wirelessly via your iPad. You know, so I mean, you can do a whole studio session. Actually, if you actually download the iRig app, you can download other apps. You can actually plug in an amp session through your phone and actually play the guitar and have a whole session through your actual phone. It's crazy right now when it comes to technology.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into that, man. I do try to advise everybody I come across, at least get into the technology in some form of way. They say, oh, I don't want to get into it. Listen, man, that's how you're going to get it, man. Like, I don't knock, you know, being local or nothing like that, but you need to be global. You got to be everywhere. So to do that, you got to get on this internet. You got to get on these iPads, these iPhones, these everything, and just make it happen.
Definitely. And how do you feel, you know, in regards to people out here trying to brand themselves? Like, how important is it to brand yourself as a business? Because once you decide that you want to become a business, you become an entity. You become your own brand. How important is that to you?
It's definitely important, man. Like I can't stress this enough. Like it's always a salute to Lush, man. Y'all gonna hear this a lot, but she formed me into like to this as we say, a walking business. Like when I conversate now to people, like, you know, that hood side is gone. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong, it pop up here and there, but I treat everything like a business. You know, no matter what you're doing, like, treat it like a business. You know what I mean? And everything should, you know, go as it should. Not because everything's gonna be perfect, but if you treat everything like a business, you know, you'll be able to move smooth and less stressful.
Definitely. Big shout out to Bugsy. Bugsy, this is the question of the day. Okay, I'm having issues with this question. All right, shave or unshave? Okay. Now, I asked people in the hallway, random people that I didn't know and that we didn't know, my interns didn't know, and we stopped them and we said, shaved or unshaved. First, they looked at me like, why are you asking me this question right now? I feel so uncomfortable. One person, I was like, I don't know if I should ask him because I think he goes the other way. So I didn't even know. Ask him that question. You know what I'm saying? How would I know? I like man meat. But shaved or unshaved when it comes to a female?
Shaved or unshaved?
Shaved or unshaved. What is the problem?
Oh, shaved or unshaved. Oh, see, now I guess it depends. Like, you know, shaved.
Why does every man keep saying it depends? What is going on with the depends?
Because, like, sometimes it depends on the female, you know what I mean, and the shape of her private part. So, like, depending on how she got that shape, it might look good. And then we got some of the girls who just go shave clean.
Come on, if they
like,
got gorillas in the mist down there, it's a
double. Oh, now, we can definitely handle Don Kings. I mean, you got to at least do something to it. You got to trim it up. You gotta do something, baby. You gotta leave.
Okay. So you're saying that they can have someone there, but as long as it looks like a hedge, basically, neatly trimmed around.
She gotta get it lined up. Like she gotta have a home barbershop kit. Like she gotta line it up on every Friday.
So basically, you're saying that a woman should have a shape up on herself, like it should be a shape up, but she can still have a lot of hair on it.
No, I'm not saying a lot of hair, but you know, cut it down. You know what I mean? For the females who don't want to be completely bald, and you want to have some type of hair on there because you might still wear, just you know, just leave a little bit. You know what I mean? Like
why you got all that hair?
But Lush, you gotta understand. Like we do got some crazy dudes out here that just be telling their chicks to just let it go all crazy. So we can't speak to them.
I heard
dudes
say he likes to comb the hair. He literally sits there and comb the hair. I don't know. Maybe that's a new thing.
He's a criminal minds case. Like you gotta watch this.
So are you telling me your preference is unshaved but trimmed like a hedge? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you gotta clean it up, maintain it, make it look nice, make it look representable, you know what I mean?
Now, for some reason, for these people that I talked to that were randomly that I picked out, they said that they like unshaved. Somebody literally told me that unshaved is cleaner. I've never heard that in my life. But what
I think that
pubic hair collects odor, so I would think that they would shave it. I personally don't like taco meat down there, and I don't like taco meat on the chest. You know what I'm saying? So I would like my jungle clear.
Unless I need a clear path, but I don't need none of that extra.
I need a clear path. I need you to spread the seed like Moses. We ain't playing no games, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it. You know, this chick, she was in the hallway. She said, I like a guy unshaved. I said, well, sucks to be you because you're going to be picking out pubic hair out your teeth. But anyway, we're going to move on.
Any
feedback on this question I have, call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about shaved or unshaved. That's the question of the day. But we're talking about technology also. How do you feel about the advancements of music and technology going into this new age of evolution? So, Bugsy, what's your Instagram? Give them your Instagram and your Twitter and all that.
I mean, pretty much. I try to keep it simple nowadays, so everything really goes under the real Bugsy. That's TheRealBugzy, and at a dollar sign at the beginning and the end.
Definitely. And, yo, it's Freestyle Fridays, artists. If you feel like you want to do a freestyle, call in at 347-826-7722. Call into the show and do a freestyle. And make sure you call it 20 because caller 20 will win that $50 gift card and that magazine. Y'all stay on the line with us, Bugsy. We're going to go to some quick music, and we're going to be right back. It's your girl, Lexi Lesh, and we live in the building, man. And we're going to go to some music real quick because I feel like it. I just played Today Was a Good Day by Ice Cube. Yo, that was my joint back in the day. And we're going to come back. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.org. Watch us live. Let me see what I want to play. I'm going to take this joint back to 1995 over here with Bahamadia. This is how we do.
When they pump it in the Jeeps, it's going rock right.
True.
In the streets, it's going rock right.
True.
At the show, it's going rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the Jeeps, it's going rock right. In the streets, it's going rock right. At the show, it's going rock right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do.
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Everdell side. Live like my 93 shit phone vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like Vic with the offbeat flow. A lady like B and Sherry every O. Rappers way back at the back was super bad disco. Used to do the beat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend. Oh, you remember we 3D with Study B. Love, respect, go to a vet. Money, PFK, Miz on porcelain. You see June P. Rock ride the court today. Weeds from the bottom, discombobbled overlay. Jerome was the great if you was digging in the crate.
When they pump it in the Jeeps, it's gon' rock right. In the streets, it's gon' rock right. At the show, it's gon' rock right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in the Jeeps, it's gon' rock right. In the streets, it's gon' rock right. At the show, it's gon' rock right. Here we go with the butters, boo, you know how we do.
The youngsters be making cruise pop. Divine beings got the true sound in hip-hop. Man, cool luck, flipping on the boombox. Bad props, the ruggedness. Lyrical terrorists, funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the next news of being jazz fresh. Ease them back and let the hit ya. Rebel town mixer, murder with the hip, not a groove girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westfield represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only love in your mind. I know you gotta get that paper, daddy, keep that
what they saying, boo. When you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my classes, I don't have.
Yo, this Vance Beats from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
It's your boy, Special Ed, and when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl Lushy Lush back in the building, and yo, I gave you some smooth rules right there. I don't know where you was at when you first heard that song right there. Erykah Badu and the Roots, man. I'm wishing that Black Thought would come back out. They would come out and do some stuff, man. I know now they're doing their thing on the late night shows and everything, but it ain't the same, man. Questlove is on the drums doing his thing. Wonderful drummer. But I really, really want them to come back and do some music. But shout out to them. You already know what it is. The Roots, Erykah Badu. Y'all heard Good Day by your man Ice Cube, man. Today was a good day. West Coast got your back like a T-shirt. Y'all already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, you got had your girl, Bahamadia. Shout out to Bahamadia. Love you, sis, man. We in the building. Deja Vu Records Entertainment, we in the building. We're going to have one of the hottest magazines emerging from the DMV, doing their thing all the way live. XI Magazine, man. And they got your man, Pat Is Dope, featuring on the front page, man. It's bananas right now, man. Featuring what's hot, what's not. Was looking about that fashion, technology, everything you could think about all wrapped up in a hot magazine, man. XI Fashion Magazine. They just recently had their release party, and it was off the hook. You could check out all of the things that they got going on. We're going to have them live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Also, we looking for somebody to call in and give us some hot bars. I don't care if you from Jersey, New York, Philly, wherever you are. I need to hear some bars. It's Freestyle Friday, man. Call in. Give me some bars. Let me go to the phone line, and after we get some bars, hopefully I got some bars, we're going to go ahead and bring in the CEOs and founders of XI Magazine, man. They turned up. They all the way live, man. It's going down. We got a caller from 646 Live in the building. What it do, baby? 646 New York, what up? Okay, you can just stay on the line and stuff, yo. If you just want to listen, it's okay. Don't be scared. Shout out to Drugs_and_Donuts. They supposed to be sending me some stuff, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. They got a clothing line. Shout out to Don't Be a Bama. Go ahead and follow them. We all the way live. Lush Radio Online turned up. And we're going to have XI Magazine live in the building. They're going to come down and sit down with me and talk to me and see what's new, what's going on, what's popping. Big shout out to Dogwood Gang Green. Make sure you get this right here on the camera. Dogwood Gang Green, they doing their thing. Check them out on datpiff.com. Check out their videos and stuff. Dogwood Gang Green. Dogwood Gang Green live in the building. And we doing our thing, and we all the way live. Don't forget, if you are the 20th caller, you will win a free magazine from XI Magazine, and you will win a $50 gift card. So call in at 347-826-7722, and we are all the way live right now. And I got these two wonderful ladies right there. They brought an extra friend live in the building. What's up, friend? Hi, how you doing, friend? What's up? So we live right now, and I got XI Magazine in the building with us. And what's up?
How you doing?
All right, man. Oh, I got the official magazine thing in the building, man. Spring 2014. I can't wait till I get featured in this joint. I'm just saying, though.
Yes, definitely.
You already know what it is, man. So, you know, big shout out to Nerd Nation.
Definitely.
Stay in there, you know, yeah.
Hey,
stop. Let them know.
Lush
connect people in here. Lush Radio Online, we connect people. You already know what it is. Nerd Nation, check them out. Also, you got the editors. The editors right here. You see her right here. She got the picture right there. Look at her. She's right there. You know what I'm saying? You got the show. They went to entrepreneurship.
This looks like
my man Mike. I don't know. This might be somebody else. I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's the bearded king. He looks just like my homeboy. And then you got different articles in here. Dope love.
Dope love.
Talking
dope
about
love. The different types of love.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Passionate love. Family love. Brotherly love. And then you, the love when you had to sacrifice. Are you going to sacrifice? What you going to sacrifice? For real. Trying to get it? He's trying to drive through the garage. I don't know. You want to talk about that? And we have Instant Vintage 78. Tell us about that. What's going on with
Instant? Yeah, Instant Vintage 78, a hot vintage boutique. Definitely check out their website with www.etsy.com. Shop Instant Vintage. They have all the great pieces, hot leather pants.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
I can tell you all about that. So many beautiful. And everything is like for average dental, like crystal stuff. It's like timeless. Yeah.
Wow.
We got our Anthony and Demeanor. Shout out to Demeanor Clothing. You want me to check them out? www.demeanor.com.
Tell Demeanor, man, where my saw that dose, son? And you got this man right here, yo.
Yes.
Just did a joint with your boy. Just did something with Fat 12 right now. He was featured on Source. Big shout out to my girl. God, I love her to death. Kim Osorio, the CEO. She's my homegirl, but the CEO of Source. He just got featured on there. This dude is doing his thing.
Yes, he is.
He's doing his thing.
Talented, young, talented, driven, bratty.
Definitely. So I need to contact y'all to get that information to get him in here.
Yes, that's the love to be. Yes.
And yo, I seen one of his pictures because somebody linked me to him on Instagram. And then I said, oh, this boy got some nice hair though.
Nice. Like, everybody
talking
about
him.
Yes.
You got in your hair.
That curly hair. Yes.
I still don't know how to.
Sebastian.
Because I still don't know how to say
Oprah,
that name.
Oprah Avenue. Go check him out. We got all the hottest urban wear and not magazine. We got all the latest couture designers. King Sevilla.
And then you got your man, Just Paul. Just Paul be hosting a lot of events. He be doing his thing, man.
Yeah.
Definitely. Shout out to Just Paul.
Shout out to him.
Definitely.
Check him out on that test. Definitely. All of these great DMV, you know, up and coming artists that are just amazing.
Definitely, and you got the whole like what's hot, what's not, what ensemble, and I'm loving the red because red is like my new favorite color.
Yeah.
Well, it's been my favorite. Yeah, but blue was my first, but you know I like red. And then you got the whole, you know, I hope I get a joint like this, man. I'm jealous, Pat. But yo, Pat is dope. He got the whole photo shoot in here, man. You know, he got the interviews and stuff. And then you got Visto over here also. Visto's also doing a lot of big things.
Definitely.
He did his he did something at the Fillmore. He definitely did something at the.
He puts on a great show. Like you just got to watch the show. Like he puts on like production.
Definitely. Big shout out to Visto. He's doing the same. Big shout out to Raheem Devonejo,
record
label and stuff like that. And also Jay the Mayor. The Love Survey, what's this about?
So we did a survey about does casual sex, you know, basically strained relationships or the person that wants to be committed or in that type of marriage.
Oh.
We got a lot of good feedback about that.
Oh, because I'm going to ask y'all a question, too, because I have something that's on my mind today. It's disturbing. And then we have models. So models, you know, you can submit your pictures also.
Yes,
and get
please submit your pictures. Models submit your pictures. Artists submit your music. We've been in the streets, lucky.
In the streets. I can't wait till I'm about to give y'all some flyers too.
Yes, definitely. We're coming across a lot of people that have their EPs. Send them over to my email so we can listen and write about you and really, you know what I'm saying, get you out there.
I want to say one thing. This is way. I got to commend y'all. I got to pound it. Way better. Way better, because, you know, you go through trial and error, okay? And one thing is I always like to see businesses grow and always elevate in whatever they're doing. This is way better. The copy and everything is way better. The quality even is different. than the first issue that we first saw, and the quality and everything. And I want you guys to definitely support them. They are young and up and coming entrepreneurs, and they put in their work, like they put their passion into it. So definitely. And if you have your caller, call in at 347-826-7722. And if you have a question for Exile, how to get into the magazine, or you want to ask them a question, call in. And also, I'm looking for some hot bars. You already know what it is. All right, 301, and shout out to Nerd Nation. You already know what it is. My brothers, my sisters, you already know what it is, man. Lucy, Jay, Drew, Aunt, you already know what it is, man. We in here, man. 301-370. Is that Lucy? Stop hiding, Lucy. Stop hiding, Lucy. Lucy. You see these pins on my head? It's all Nerd Nation right here. Lucy, stop laughing, man. Say something. You're always giggling.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
Y'all funny.
So, Lucy. What? All right, so Lucy is one-third of Nerd Nation. So I see that you guys, you know, shout out to Lush Radio Online. We made this wonderful, beautiful connection.
Definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
Shout out to Lush Radio. I love y'all, man. These people are working together and making good things happen. I want to know, how is it working with Exile Magazine, and how do you feel about the whole entire movement and everything?
It's excellent. They be putting me on, teaching me stuff. I love to be taught, and, you know, they got wisdom even though they're young. So that's what's up. And I think they're going to go far, and I'm right there next to them. They know that. All love.
That's what it is. And see, this is the thing, though. It doesn't matter how old, how young, anybody that you come across in your walk of life can teach you a lesson. And it's good that we're able to bring different people together to definitely make harmony. And we're starting to see more people merge together and make cohesion, because we need more of that in the DMV. You know, definitely. I have two questions for y'all, because now there's a whole merge and going into the evolution of how everybody's condensing everything from smartphones to iPads and stuff. You know, you can remotely actually monitor your computer or surveillance through your iPad or do a presentation and stuff like that. How do you feel advancements in technology, because Bear, actually the owner over here, Granville, has an app now that he can match. He's mixing sessions on his iPad right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
deep. He's mixing sessions. So how do you feel the advancements of technology when it comes to your magazine and stuff? Will you guys be doing the actually handheld versions of them, and you're also going to be doing, like, online where they're able to access them through the phones and stuff? How do you feel it's going to change when it comes to magazines and stuff like that, and media in general?
Well, we're definitely going to evolve with the times, but we have to stick with our goal, which is to keep print alive. Like, that's the main reason XI was even created, was to stimulate, you know, that actual text, that print copy, that authentic, you know what I'm saying, piece that you can't get online, you know what I mean? So this is an issue that's totally created to be on campus physically with the student, but it's also going to be, of course, you know, online and accessible through apps, and that's our next thing that we're working on, getting the magazine on apps so we can just test to download the apps and with us. But we totally want to keep it, you know.
My thing is, what happens when all the computers die and everything
exactly.
goes out, and we have no power, we have nothing. You have the magazine to grab
and keep you entertained.
Right. And just to touch on, you know, his mixing app, the authenticity or originality out of touching those turntables. You know what I mean? That means something, those turntables, like actually touching, mixing it, like putting your own together and not just going to a fast finger.
Well, I guess, you know, you could do the comparison when it comes to, like, a vinyl DJ, a DJ that uses Serato and stuff like that, and uses apps. Because now you can basically use a DJ at home with a mixer in the middle, a small mixer, and two iPads and stuff like that. And but I mean, like we were talking about, technology is a gift and a curse. sometimes with us. It has leveled the playing field for us when it comes to technology, but it still causes a lot of chaos, you know, because you're exposing a lot of things, you know. But people are getting, you know, seen more faster via, because now in this Web 3.0 era that we're in, shout out to my information systems class for telling this crap in my head, but I need it. But we have basically, us as the user, have become to have a voice now. Because at one time we were restricted with our voice. We can only, at one time you had to be a college student to get on Facebook. Now it's open to so many people. When we had an earthquake, we were able to contact each other through Facebook when we couldn't use the phone line. You know, so now we have been able to spread and talk to people all over the world. You can basically have a friend or have a relationship with somebody via in another country through Skype. You know? Yeah, Skype or Instagram. You can find your true love on Instagram. You know, so we've opened the boundaries of basically communication.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely a big thing. And this is another one of my questions for today. It's a crazy question. So we randomly stop people in the hallway. And white, black, it didn't matter, it really matter. So we stopped them in the hallway and we asked them, we said, shaved or unshaved?
All right.
We asked the question, shaved or unshaved, right? And I personally don't like gorillas in the mist. You know what I'm saying? don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Diamond's in the back. Diamond, what's your feedback on that back there? Because I can hear you, Diamond.
What do I like, shaved or?
Shaved or unshaved?
Well, personally, as long as it's, you know, what he's doing with it, I don't really care. I control. I get
okay, Diamond, I'm not see today, man. Man, but shaved or unshaved. So we asked the people, and for some reason, I don't know if it's like an older thing or whatever, but we had people over there talking about they like unshaved. It was like, I don't know if that's the new thing. Is the new thing unshaved?
No, I would say shaved cleaner.
No, somebody told me that unshaved is cleaner.
Because it's
just unshaved. But it keeps odor and stuff and bacteria. You can cook.
But it protects though.
Now, my thing is, depending on if they have, like, that nice silky hair, maybe they can get away with it.
Yeah.
But if you got taco mask, you can do taco mask, and you know you got taco meat. Go for men and female taco meat. Now, one guy, my friend of Boston, he said he likes his hair. Almost like he likes his trimmed and neatly, but it could be hair. But hair, still a lot of hair on it. I mean, come on, man. Let me hear what you got to say. What's your feedback on that? God, like, what's your feedback on that? Tell us your name.
Dorian,
how do you feel about this question?
As long as it's shaved and trimmed.
Shaved and trimmed.
Pretty hair, but you have to have pretty hair.
Okay.
Not taco meat.
Taco meat. Seriously, man, like, this taco meat is scary, man. I'm scared. It's like, what? Am I going into the abyss? What's going on? Taco meat. The word of the day is taco meat. Put on the taco meat, you win $50. Yo, well, real talk, that was the question today, and it bothered me because it seemed like the majority like. I'm hearing some background noise over there in the back. I don't know what's going on. technical. But yeah.
No, that's your phone call. They never hung up. They're still on the line.
Oh, they're still on the line. Oh, I still got them open. Dang it. That's live radio for you, man. Stuff happens. Live.
Don't blame it on the engineer.
Oh, I'm not blaming you.
You tried.
Oh, I tried it.
That was last week, too.
I tried it. I love you, too, man. But we back in the building, though. But, yeah, majority of the people said that they like actually unshaven. And I was kind of disturbed. My eye twitched a little bit. Kind of scared. But, I mean, for all those out there that love pretty hair, and they love, you know, hairless people down there, downstairs, you know. I had to ask one guy, I don't know, because he looked like, you know, he likes man meat, so I couldn't ask him that question. He might like it all wolfy down there. Oh, yeah, pick that pubic hair up out your mouth. But we in here, Lush Radio Live, we turned up. It's Friday. Don't forget on March the 7th. We're going to actually have your boy B.E. Hometown Hero live in the building. We're going to have a no-holds bar talking about the real and unreal in the DMV, the fake people acting like fake celebrities, and talking about this music industry. So if you want to chime in on that, you can call in March 7th. It goes down. We're also going to have the hot model Lena Chase live in the building on the 21st. And it's my birthday weekend, March 19th. You already know what it is, man. So I want all my past callers and interviewees to come through. I'm going to have a cake. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to turn it up. You already know what it is. We're going to go to some music real quick, and we're going to talk right back to XI Magazine. Call in 347-826-7722 and win your magazine. But no. What we going to play? What I feel like? I don't know. I'm going to play anything.
Because I feel like it. We're going to play some Childish Gambino, and we're going to be right back. No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005.
Okay, hold up, wait a minute. All good, just a week ago. Crew at my house. And we party every weekend, so on the radio, that's my favorite song. Make me bounce around like I don't know, like I won't be here long. Now the thriller's gone, got no patience, cause I'm not a doctor. Girl, why is you lying? Girl, why you Mufasa? Yeah, mi casa su casa, gotta strip it like Gaza. Got so high off volcanoes, now the flow is so lava. Yeah, we spit that saliva, iPhone got message from Viber. Either the head is so hydra, or we let bygones be bygones. My God, you pay for your friends? I'll take that as a compliment. Got a house full of homies, why I feel so the opposite. Incompetent ain't the half of it. Saturdays with young lavish, the saddest shit is I'm bad as it. Beans they took from the cabinet. Well, sorry, I'm just scared of the future. Till 2005, I got your back, we can do this, hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005,
people thought, but now I care more, and nobody out here's got it figured out, so therefore I've lost all hope of a happy ending, depending on whether or not it's worth it. So insecure, no one's perfect, we spend it with no shame, we blow that like Coltrane. We in here like Rogaine, or leave it like Cobain. And when I'm long gone, whole crew singing swan song, cause we all just ticking time bombs. Got a Lambo like LeBron's mom. And no matter where all of my friends go, yeah. Emily, Fam, and Lorenzo, yeah. All of them people my kinfo. At least I think so. Can't tell, cause when them checks clear, they're not here, cause they don't care. Kinda sad, but I'm laughing. Whatever happens, assassins are stats in the back of my cabin. Labrador yapping, I'm glad that it happened. I mean it, between us, I think there's something special. And if I lose my mental, just hold my hand, even if you don't understand. Hold up.
No matter what you say or what you do, when I'm alone, I'd rather be with you. Fuck these other niggas, I'll be right by your side. Till 2005, hold up.
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 Orlando, hotel to the bar.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. I like beans. We're live in the building. We turned up, man. We're back with Exile Magazine, Childish Gambino, Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow them at XI Fashion Mag on Instagram. Okay, so we got some good news for you guys. We just figured this out right now because we have diabolical minds. But we just came up, but they had the idea, and I had partly of an idea already, but we all are trying to combine what we have because this is all cohesion. Go ahead and break it down to them.
Okay, so we have a showcase coming up, and we're basically going to be at all school the
wide.
School-wide, county-wide. We're coming to each high school, and we're going to basically have a talent show for you all.
A showcase.
But first, they have to win the talent show from their school.
Definitely, and then you are going to be eligible
for our showcase.
Definitely.
And when you win that showcase, you will be eligible to win our prizes, which is a spread in our magazine.
Yes.
Lushy Lush Radio interview.
You're going to get an interview on Lush Radio Online. You're going to win $100 from Lush Radio Online. You're also going to get a discount on recording here at Deja Vu Records if you want to mix and master. Along with that, you're also going to receive a free photo shoot and music video and promotion. I'm going to turn up your Instagram and all of that, man. We're turning it off. So all you got to do is contact
Batia at XI Fashion Mag. That's BETTYA at XI Fashion Mag.com.
Make sure you email her. Also, if you would like to, you can also email us at LushRadioOnline@gmail.com. I'm going to forward everything over to her, and they're going to basically narrow it down and stuff. But we're going to go school wide, and if you got what it takes, man, we challenge you to come in. And audition and do your thing. So it's definitely going to go down. We're going to try to go and hit every school. And also a big shout out to Nerd Nation once again. I just found out they did that wonderful layout out there. You know what I'm saying? Making it look real clean right there, smooth like butter. Like butter. Yeah, I know what it is, man. And So the whole, I'm really excited about this, man,
yeah,
because, you know, I'm excited because, I mean, if we really take this, it's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Right.
I don't even know what to say out of my mouth right now.
It's
so exciting to the point I don't know what to say out my mouth. But it's going to go down, and once we get more details, I'll be feeding you guys more details on how you can definitely enter to this contest and stuff like that. But we're also going to have street teams, high school students out here passing out flyers and stuff, just getting them hype and amped. And one central location, or we're going to go to each school to do the talent show?
We're going to do the talent show at each school.
Okay.
So we're going to spend a week or two at each school.
Okay.
You know, have the talent show, get their contestants.
Definitely.
We wanted to run a little bit close to the prom season, so right before prom season, that'll be, we'll start out with our prom season because we got some great plans for that, too.
Definitely. And this also, I wanted to also ask you since that situation, I always do this essay contest around May, going into the time that the kids are graduating. I open it up for third graders all the way up to fifth grade, and basically I give them different topics, basically how does your teacher influence you, or what does education mean to me? So last year we had Downtown Locker Room gave away two gift cards, $100 gift cards. I gave away $200 in cash. So, we had four winners and stuff. So I definitely, if it's possible, if you guys, if I you take the pictures or whatever, you guys come to the school to either basically get the student that wins and stuff. Maybe we can take the picture prior or whatever. And then basically, I guess whenever the cop basically feature them in a magazine or whatever.
Definitely. We're all for our youth. That's our main goal. After the same thing, just keeping them motivated, focused, you know, united. So this is something that's going to bring them together in a positive way, and we're excited about it.
Definitely. So, hey, we about to make some serious things happen. I hope y'all ready for this Monster Madness. Here we go. About to be crazy right now. My lip feel retarded right now. We in here, Lush Radio Online, man. We turned up. So what other things are you guys also venturing in also?
Right now, we are just really super focused on the street teams really getting the word out. We've been out in the streets. We've been at all the barbershops from Beltway, Exit down to Beltway 3, the Exit 3, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Just hustling, trying to get the word out. So you might randomly see us in the barbershop, you know what I mean? Pick up the magazine, follow us, like, just support us. And if you want to donate to what we're trying to do, because we need publications, we need magazine issues, you know, print expensive. So we definitely need donations. You can do that on the website. Hit the little donation box. $1, $3, it doesn't matter. Whatever counts, we're grateful for it. And, we've been getting a lot of love.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
we've literally, you know,
we
see our street
teams. And where my shirt at? I ain't getting no shirt.
We want
that. I ain't got no shirt.
Calm down.
You're
going to get
your
shirt.
I don't give me no cake no more, huh? But, check out the shirt. Make sure you follow them and check them out. XI Fashion Magazine. They all over the place, taking over the world, man. Superpowers. You put them uniting together. We like the Avengers, man. It's crazy right now. And definitely check out the number one nerdnation.com. Check them out. Lush Radio Online. .org, ME2K Motivational Mondays, and it's turned up, man. You already know what it is, man. This is what we do. Deja Vu Records, man. Don't forget to schedule your session in the building. You already know what it is. At your girl Lush, man. And we about to wrap on a few. And happy belated birthday to Tilly. And yo, there's some conspiracies actually. Big shout out to my man over there, Drew. He had some conspiracies about McDonald's, man. He said McDonald's got some conspiracies. Well, McDonald's got some conspiracies, but I like that McChicken. Ow. Okay, so he said that basically, come here, Andrew. I want you to basically say what was going on. Come over here and tell me exactly what was going on, Drew. Tell us about this McDonald's conspiracy.
It was good.
What's up?
Like, what happened was this lady on
World Star. You got to talk
on
the mic. Go ahead.
I got
you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
It was this girl on World Star, right? So on World Star,
Sweet Camera 1,
I like some chicken tenders or something like that.
Yeah, stay closer to the mic.
It was shaped like a guy's, you know, genital area, you know? So she was like, you know, she watched something on YouTube called McDonald's. I went to go look it up. McDonald's sacrifices people.
Wow.
I did see that.
They sacrifice
people.
They
don't eat people. Every time you eat McDonald's, you eat people.
So we're monsters and we're eating people in McDonald's. Is serving us human parts.
They're serving you children.
Children. Wow. Now, they're serving us children also.
You can look that up on YouTube. You can see it for yourself.
Right,
we are eating children.
I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat.
We are eating children. I used to love your McNuggets, man.
Look up, type in McDonald's.
All the fullness.
Sacrifices people, and you're gonna see two guys. It's gonna be the big M. You're gonna see two dudes in front of the M.
Wow.
The interviewer and the other dude is the dude that's getting interviewed.
Wow. Andrew says that there's this conspiracy about McDonald's. I want you guys to definitely check it out and see what's going on. Are we eating children? Someone look this up and show us, because I'm going to watch it today. We are eating children, he says. We are eating children. Don't eat McDonald's. Maybe Chick-fil-A or something. Oh, my God. He's about to show us this. I don't want to see it right now. We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to wrap up the show. We're going to wrap up the show in a few minutes, but on a sideline, we're going to go check this video out, and I'll give you reports next week on what's going on with us eating children's remains. Are we carnivores? Are we monsters? How are we monsters if we don't know we're eating fingers? Let's join you online, man. We all the way turned up, and you already know what it is. We right back in the building. And we about to go ahead and be out of here. And love, peace, and chicken grease. Go ahead, turn up, and make sure you got your bottle. Shout out to my information systems class that is driving me nuts. And shout out to all the college students out there, man. College is no joke. Let me tell you something. I went to college. Shout out to UMBS. You already know what it is. Shout out to them. You know what I mean? I went to UMES, and I went to PG for a little bit. But I don't know. As I get older, I think I got ADHD or something. I can't sit in the classroom all day unless I'm teaching. It's crazy. But anyway, it really feels like, you know what I'm saying, college is not a game. I miss my college days, though. But college, you find out about yourself. You know what I'm saying? You might find that love. You might party too much and be like, dang, man, I'm about to get that academic dismissal if I don't get my act together, you know? Or you basically find out that you're going to join that new fraternity or sorority, you know, and you become a different person when it's college life. I employ everyone to just at least check out college and the whole college life just once in your life. Even if you don't stay through the whole semester and you take online classes, experience it. It's something that you will never forget, you know what I'm saying?
Get away. Don't
definitely.
Stay here. Go away. Go wherever you can.
Definitely.
Do not stay here.
Like, definitely. Go experience something
somewhere
else.
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
it's enough of you already being here in the DMV area, seeing the same people over and over again. Time to expand your horizons. Go ahead and fly. Fly like, oh, fly like a bird. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and fly like a eagle. It's your girl, Leslie Les, man. Shout out to all the college students, all the single mothers out there working, single dads out there, everybody that's basically in business trying to do something for themselves. And don't forget, invest in your business. You should be better than you were last year. You should be competing with yourself, not with somebody else. Stop worrying about other people and what they're doing. Focus on you and better yourself so you can be a better you, so you can produce a better product. Understand that. Understand the business. Don't jump in there and just float. Jump in there and swim. Lush Radio Online, man. Life might throw you a curveball, but understand you got in control of what direction it goes to. Lush Radio Online turned up. You already know what it is, man. I'm out of here, man. And I like bang. All right? And we out of there, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my cousin in New York. Shout out to everybody out there. Digimu, planets cool like that. I'm smooth like that. I'm black like that, and I'm out.
Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension. Why it's so fly, cause hip-hop kept some drama.